Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Mr. No Show, and you are tuning in to your brother's basement. Today we gotta get it. Today we gotta go. Today we can't stop. Because every time you breathe, you are manifesting a form of life. Look at your chest. If it moves up and it comes back down, you had a chance to think of something important. You had a chance to do something important. Check it out, right? Yeah, that sounds so relaxing. I want you to look in the mirror and tell yourself you're handsome, you're gorgeous, you're fly, you're smart, you're creative, you're dedicated, you're inspiring everybody around you because this is who you are. No more games. No more games, ladies and gentlemen. Today is your Thursday wordplay. What is your wordplay for the day? Last week, if y'all tuned in, it was creativity for me. Today, it's aspirations. So let's break this around. I inspire to aspire anybody that's iteration. That didn't work. I inspire to aspire anybody that's in a race to win. Ooh, aspiration. Come on, baby. How does that sound? I inspire to aspire anybody that's ready to run this race. Come on, man. What you trying to do? I inspire to aspire everybody that wants to go ahead and face the race. If you can face this race, then I understand that you're ready to win it. Because every day that you've been given a chance to breathe, every time that you wake up, you got to understand you can achieve, you can believe in yourself, right? You can achieve if you believe in yourself, right? You can achieve if you believe in yourself, right? I aspire to inspire anybody that's ready to run this race. Because my aspiration is more than just my life. It's my faith. And I believe in all you guys all the time. Because when you put out the content, it gives me a fluid. It gives me a momentum to pour into a cup. And that cup will fill up with hope and aspirations, because when I drink that, I fill my body up and I spit it back out in a form of fluid. And this fluid is thirst. When y'all are listening to these words, you are thirsting up an important part of your life, right? I hope so. Do not tune into this segment and feel like you can't become who you were meant to become. Whether it's a dude sitting on the couch writing a story or you're in the kitchen cooking a dinner for your family, you need to be a part of the family. Family is everything, whether it's blood or not. Blood can kill you, but guess what? So can water. So don't let that fool you, guys. Don't let that fool you. Become who you're meant to be. If you don't know who you're meant to be, close your eyes in a room. Shut the world down. Shut the world out. Tune into your inner you. Find your inner peace. And that person will come up and it'll rise to the top and let you know what you like, who you are, and what you're trying to do. Don't fight it. Never fight it. When you walk into the store and you tell yourself, damn, that donut looks good, but you know you're on a diet, what do you tell yourself? Oh, I don't need that. I don't need that. But what do you do anyway? Do you buy it or do you just walk away? This is the time when you walk away. Because everything that looks good isn't meant for you. Look, that woman right there, she's so fine. For the ladies, that dude over there, they look however you think they look. I ain't about to tell you. But understand this, just because they look a certain way, they could be hazardous to your health. Not everybody's meant for everybody, right? Nah, bullshit. Everybody that's done me wrong has been in my life for a reason to do me wrong so I can feel the uplift. Everybody is in your life for a reason. Whether it be to hurt you, destroy you, burn you down to the ground, chain you to a form of life that you didn't think you would be in. Yeah, all them people are there for a reason, people. Because they inspire you to aspire your race. All right, now, look in the mirror. You got four ears, two in the reflection, two in the present. The reflection is your future. It's, you tell it what to do and it reads back to you what you're gonna say. Ooh, that's so beautiful. You tell it what it wants to, you tell it what it wants it to do. I'm sorry, I'm over here stumbling because I'm a shot. You tell it what it wants to do and it tells you what it's going to be in the present. Come on, man. Fuck all the bullshit. I'm ready for this world. My wordplay is aspirations. Who are you aspiring to race in this race with, huh? Fuck it.
My man, Mr. No Show, coming at you live as Matty Mo, but they already know, though. My dog, I appreciate that 110%, and you know I got your back. And you be showing love all day since we did link up on this, and it was approximately 60 days ago, Holmes. That's like 2 months right now. We are deep in it, and I am so supportive of what you do as well, my dog. You already know. I'm going to go on your station right now and gangbang the hell out of it with applause. And I'm going to call in. I'm going to do everything I got to do because, Mr. No Show, I love what you produce. And you do show love, not just to me, but to everybody. You are selfless out here, and I couldn't be more appreciative of it. So thank you. And you already know I got your back, dog. From one man to another, we out here grinding. We got it all day, every day. You already know what it is. I hope you're enjoying your Thursday, baby. Bang, bang.
Hey, yo, Mr. No Show, what up? This is Will. I mean, you know me from a Dope Little Podcast, as well as the Socially Unacceptable Podcast. And, yo, that, having those written scripts, yo, keep us in mind whenever you want to do that, bro, because that would be dope. Like, me and Barry Whiteout, we for sure with that. That's a super dope idea. Appreciate what you're doing, bro.
Mr. No Show. Wow. Okay, so this is Angela K, as you can tell by your inbox. I wanted to call and say, first I wanted to say thank you very much for your message, your encouraging message. And also, I've been checking out your podcast, and I really, really, really love your podcast. It is thought-provoking, it's creative, it's artistic, and each of your segments, they, as different and diverse as they are, they weave together in this beautiful melody of episodes that you create. And yeah, I really enjoy them, and keep doing your thing. All right, bye. First of all, hats, you know what? Congratulations. That's me clapping, because that is amazing how you can have two jobs, podcast, and still take care of your children. That is amazing, man. I feel embarrassed now to say that I was busy, because I didn't respond to this voice message in 2 days. I haven't podcasted in 2 days. I've kind of just been living in a cave for 2 days, and I had 3 hours of sleep today, and I woke up with a bad back, and I was like, nope, not doing this. And it's kind of amazing. It really kind of is amazing that you can pull that off, man. That is amazing. You should do a segment on how you pull that off. You should. You really, really should.
Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get No Shows Theater off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people like to listen? Then I was like, how do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of those questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free, and it's ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. One of the reasons why I like Anchor is because of the call-in features. Then you can have actual discussions and dialogue with people that you favorite. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. To join me and a diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast, and you can join me along with No Shows Theater. Take care. See you soon.
Everybody,
Who are you? And who am I? I'm an extension of you, if you are an extension of me. Our hands can be reached through this anchor, right? Touch and feel one another from the words that we express on our daily rants, our segments, our episodes, our collaborations that we unite. When I say that I will change this game, I will change this game for the better. I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm just a dude that's trying to make myself better. I like motivational speakers like Amari Amar or Matty Mo or, you know, just anybody out there. Killjoy, I love his rants. Killjoy, that's my dude. I like his rants. Joshing around. That dude's creative, yo. His intros are so dope. Like, listen to his intros. When Tamaya talks, she has a voice that makes you want to just listen. Angela Kay is so awesome because she is like I, and we create skits. And her skits, when I heard her skits on Spidey Heck, like when she was on Anchor 3.0, she was coming into the Anchor 3.0, like, where am I? And she had this echo, like, it was like, yo, yeah, Angela Kay doing her thing, Tamaya doing her thing, Matty Mo doing her thing, a dope little podcast. Yo, I'm telling you guys, these are an extension of me. Only reason why I say that is because everything that they've done, I'm feeling it, you know what I'm saying? I dig it. Don't short yourself from being a part of somebody else's life. We're the new family. We are the new anchor world. We are the new revolution of podcasting. And if you ain't in this world, you're going to be a part of it some way. And what Anchor has done is created a world that we can connect from across the ponds. And we can touch each other mentally with the words that we inspire with. I'm telling you guys, you gotta understand today's Thursday wordplay, right? What has happened is we have created a bridge, a mental bridge that connects everybody together all by using your phone. I don't need to get on the computer no more. I can use my phone, yo. I can talk to everybody that I ever meet, or whoever I meet, I can talk to. I can learn about you. You can learn about me. And when you guys come to my page, understand Mr. No Show is like a movie theater. You're going to have to find you a seat. You're going to have to take your time, get you some popcorn. Because every Sunday, guess what we do? We do a movie review. I'm about to add an extension to that because guess what? I don't like just shorting you guys with just 15 minutes. I'm thinking 30 minutes should be okay, right? Could you sit there for 30 minutes? Let me know. If you can't, that's all good. I don't know if your attention span has shortened or grown because I'm able to find time in my day to listen to you guys all day. My job is like, yo, you're not allowed to wear headphones at the job. I'm saying, hey, fuck you. I don't care. I'm going to put some earbuds in my ear and put like a little sweatband so you can't see that. How you like me now? I'm going to listen to y'all. I'm going to try to listen to y'all. That's my next step. I'm about to look on eBay to try to find me some headphones so I can really tune into everybody on their podcast. I really like listening to y'all, man. Joe Gomez, man. I was listening to him early this morning when I got off work, and he was talking about how he listens to his daughter. Like, hold up. He's listening to his daughter. That's important. These kids, he said, these kids will lead our future and they will become our new generation. So if you don't listen to these kids, what are you doing? You are shunning them? Are you hurting them? Are you putting them in a wheelchair so they can't be mobile? Let's do this. Let's do this for real, y'all. Thursday wordplay. Let's do this for real. Understand, this is Anchor. Everybody has inspired somebody to do something. And if they haven't done that, then guess what? You're not getting what you need. So come on over here to Mr. No Show's Theater. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on. I got a seat right here for you. Cop a squat. And if you hate the other way around, then squat a cop. So check it out, y'all. Tomorrow is Friday. And in the words of Matty Mo, free eight. I want you guys to understand that on Friday, I have an episode coming up, so make sure you tune in to his Freaky Friday or Frisky Fridays. It's always a pleasant to hear this fool talk, because this dude is funny as shit. But you know, I'm done ranting. I'm done talking. I want you to understand that today's Thursday Wordplay. And I'm going to leave you here with a question. What is your wordplay for today? Find it. Understand it. Develop it. Don't take mine. You can't take mine, baby, because I already put my lock and chain on that bad boy. I inspire to aspire all day.
Ah, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger saying you're now listening to the No Show Podcast, the man who gives you all the greatest information on the anchors and the boats and the things of this nature. One time, the No Show, I was at the gym, and the No Show says, Arnold, how do you get such big biceps on your pectorals bulging out into the room? And I say, oh, the No Show. Sure enough, I pump the weights every day with my great biceps, and I eat this lean kale. Makes me mostly strong. So get out your pencils. Write down what this man had to say. He's stronger than the Predator. He once fought the T-2000. All that matters to me now is my daughter, Jenny.
Mr. No Show, need a love to hate you. Thank you for tuning into my podcast. It means a lot. You know, I actually forgot that I was that silly on that segment with Killing with Kindness. Sometimes I forget what I say, even when I go back and listen to it. But I can't listen to the same people over and over. And there's a variety of people that I listen to. And everybody that I listen to is a reason that I listen to their podcast. It's something that I get from them, especially if I listen to you consistently. I love, you know, versatility. I love that. And I love when people are different and they don't mind being different. So when I support people that I know I'm going to listen to all the time, but I will go and stop in at other people's podcasts just out of respect, especially with women, and just give support. I don't expect it back because that's how it has been, but I still support.
I've been practicing it for many years. For real though, I don't even know what that guy just said because I'm like trying to just set this recording up. Yeah, yo, I had to stop by my bro Mr. No Show's page, and as I say it in that way, Facebook in the game. Y'all remember MySpace? That's how we're doing it, by the way. Now we're in the podcast game. Check their name, PDE, Life and AK. But you know, I owe to the Lord any fame. That's how we're doing it right. Don't go down the drain in your life. You better check into the plate. I'm talking about Mr. No Show. And yes, he knows his game. You better plug into the podcast so y'all can get your head right. Get the broadcast.
Peace and blessings, my brother. This is Brother Amar Amari, A-M-A-R-E, A-M-A-R-I. And thank you so much for tuning in to our station where the implementation of the information bring about transformation that will make you into a new creation. My brother, I thank you so much for your positive feedback. And I appreciate also your honesty. You know what I'm saying? So I say peace and blessings unto you and your family, and also prosperity within your soul and also naturally, King. Have a blessed one.